Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. We're almost halfway through July, people. You see how you're fucking, how they're fucking, well, we are just going to die on the fucking vine here just watching the goddamn time tick by. It's the 14th day of July, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then hit the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. 1530, then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 83 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Another warm, dry, fucking uncommon, just fucking whatever those big fucking airplanes in the sky are doing. I mean, they talk about you. Hey, did you fart? Did somebody fart and cause some carbon dioxide? And while these motherfucking things, fucking three or four fucking football fields fucking long are flying through the fucking air, pumping out the fucking poison, pumping out the aluminum, pumping out the fucking barium. Well, that's what that mass man caused. You goddamn right it is. And we know who's fucking causing it. You fucking, you pricks, man. There's a few of you gonna fucking, you're not gonna like the way this fucking turns out. That being said, let's see what we got on the agenda. New York State can now send you and your children into forced quarantine even if you're not sick. See, that's all in bold letters. No, they fucking can't. No, they fucking can't. They've threatened to. But the one thing about a threat is you gotta carry that son of a bitch out. Now, if they come to fucking quarantine people and they blow their asses away and the people outnumber the motherfuckers, they can't send you to your and your children to forced quarantine, can they? I love it. See, they just put this shit out there like it's a fucking done fucking deal. Like 5 or 10 of them sat down and wrote it down, and now, by God, that's the way it is. Really? 20 fucking guns will make it not that way. We're going to kill you motherfuckers. You better get that through your head. You fucking think you can come and tell us how to live, that you can be our will? The Bill of Rights forbids it. Forbids you to have any authority over us. In any fucking way. And I guess we're going to have to do what our fucking ancestors did back in April 19, 1775. We're going to have to blow it through your fucking heads and blow you out of our fucking country. And then you'll understand again. But this time, the safeguards put in place are not going to be fucking, they're going to be the, I mean, there was a lot of fucking really crucial writing and fucking stuff in that fucking constitution that never was, which was the rule without the consent of the people. Oh boy, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some simple fucking language in any kind of goddamn document. I mean, maybe the people don't want nothing but the fucking Bill of Rights. Suits me right down to the fucking ground. We have somebody who wants to fuck with us, we can have, we'll all choose, we'll see, goddamn, that guy don't look like he'd give an inch. You go get on the goddamn telephone, tell them fuckers to back off or we'll fucking blow this goddamn planet clear to fucking pieces, because we're not going to be slaves upon this goddamn planet to any motherfucking Rothschilds, any motherfucking Tudor, or any of you fucking cocksuckers. You better get used to that idea. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stop!
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. State can now send you and your children into forced quarantine, even if you're not sick. This is from 100% Fed Up, sent in by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches World Report. No, they fucking can't. This is just a threat. Hey, I can, you know, I could whip 95 of you guys. Just, I could do it. I might be out there to do it any day now. I could just, I mean, nothing. I mean, I could just, I'll blow real hard. I'll shoot lightning bolts out my ass. I can shoot lightning bolts out my ass. Oh, no, you can't. And this, I mean, they tried to put this shit like it's prima facie of fucking goddamn, what's the word I'm looking for? What? Fait accompli. Yes. Thank you, Laura. A fait accompli. Like, fuck you. No, you can't. It's like somebody walks up and says, I can kick your ass. Well, fuck you. Give her a try. We'll see if you can fucking kick my ass. But when I stomp you on into the goddamn pavement, I guess, well, fucking, you were just, that's just a bunch of bullshit. I think they, it's because they write these in bold letters, they think it means something. It don't. You fucking what? Go fucking try to fucking do this to people. And you're going to get your fucking goddamn heads blowed off, you stupid motherfuckers who will go out for a fucking paycheck. You enter, and they're bringing more fucking, Blackwater from out of the fucking country, because the fucking people Blackwater here understand that this fucking shit's fixing to go down. I have another article talking about those are 4% chances to people might just a 4% chance my ass. The people are getting ready to fucking sack your fucking ass, and you know it, and it ain't going to be no goddamn civil war. It's going to be an enforcement of the law by the people who put the law in place, and that is we, the fucking people. As individual free sovereign nationals, put that fucking law in place. We ratified it, and we named it unalienable, and we put that goddamn ninth article in place so you could never fucking touch it. Try it! You're just a mouthy fucking bunch of punks. That's all. That's how you should be fucking treated. When these motherfuckers talk, somebody talks to you, they're going to take, they're going to send you to quarantine. How? Who is? Where are they? Where's the son of a bitch that's going to make me stay in my fucking house? I guess if fucking we kill each other, he didn't accomplish his fucking mission, did he? Or if I kill him and break out and kill a bunch fucking more, they didn't accomplish their fucking mission either, did they? This is goddamn treason. It's high fucking treason. It is fucking violation of the highest law in this land. It's violation of the people's jurisdictional authority, and you'll get your fucking head blown off if you fucking tried it. New York State has claimed, listen to this whole thing, people. New York State has claimed the authority, it's just claimed, like I was telling you about that movie I watched the other day, this is how they have done it from the fucking beginning. The fucking shysters, the fucking murderers, the fucking goddamn thugs of the, in the fucking like a location, when they went to make a goddamn, township or something or get, you know, annexed into the a fucking state. Well, that fucking just all the criminals that fucking have been running everything anyway. Running the whorehouses, murdering people, doing all this shit. They just sit down. Oh, I'm going to be mayor. I'm going to be, you are. Well, I don't quite fucking think so. I think shove that fucking election system up your fucking ass. You do not represent me. And I think the rest of us in this fucking town can fucking kick your fucking ass out. We can hang every fucking one of you right fucking now. Don't you tell us what you're going to fucking do to us. An April 2022 update to the New York codes. The New York codes, you see, that's luck. That's law fine. No, it ain't. Your fucking codes are codes that are goddamn policy. It's private corporate policy, and you shove it up your private corporate fucking ass. You want to try to push your fucking bring your corporation over and fucking think you're going to muscle me, motherfucker? You better have some people ready to go in the fucking body bag because they're fucking dead. You're not going to do it. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, and you have zero fucking jurisdictional authority over me, you motherfuckers. update to New York codes, codes, rules, and regulations. That ain't law. And what you're doing here is contrary to the law. That is the fucking law. That we have the right to enforce with deadly fucking force, you motherfuckers. Not only the right, but the fucking duty. That's not fucking enforcing that law is what has allowed you to get this fucking far, but you've come far enough. Section 213, isolation, listen to this, isolation and quarantine procedures of regulation 10 NYCRR 2.3 have given the New York Commissioner of Health or appointed alternatives. That means anybody that he subcontracts, even from another fucking country, it'll be Betty from fucking goddamn India that's fucking telling you got to go in your fucking house. Or appointed alternatives, the authority to push people into isolation and quarantine under, quote, suspicion of carrying a highly communal disease. Well, that don't sound like fucking goddamn due process of the law to me. Not at all. In fact, you do not have the jurisdictional authority to even approach me. You approach me with this fucking shit, I'll kill your fucking ass. I may be fucking dead, but so will you. As many as you motherfuckers as I can take out, because you are goddamn criminals. You are goddamn traitors. You're goddamn insurgents into my fucking country. You're in gross violation of the unalienable, fucking ratified, absolute law of this goddamn land. And it is a body of law. It is the fucking Bill of Rights. And you are fucking not going to fucking take it away from us. You're not taking our freedom. And we're not responsible for your fucking debt just because you write it down on a piece of paper. You motherfuckers owe that fucking debt to us. You're going to pay it up. We'll take it out of your fucking asses. I heard that Bill Gates is crying around. Things just ain't going smooth. They ain't going to go fucking smooth. There's still a plenty of fucking Americans in this goddamn country who know what goddamn freedom is. And by God, we're more and more understanding that fucking Bill of Rights and how we have the right to fucking blast your fucking, kill you, cut your throat, cut you to pieces if you try to take our goddamn liberty away from us or our property. Got that, you fucking little punk bitch motherfuckers? Got that blooming thaw? Procedures of regulation and RCC 2.23 have given the New York Commissioner of Health or appointed alternatives the authority to push people into isolation or quarantine under suspicion of carrying a highly communicable disease, which includes the flu and common cold. You sneeze. I can force you in. I can jail you without due process of the law because you sneeze. No, you can't. There's never been a fucking exception to that goddamn ninth article, and you know it. We'll enforce that son of a bitch at ad nauseum. We'll cram it so far down your throat it'll come out your goddamn toenails. Any physician who encounters, quote, a case of suspected case of highly contagious reportable communicable disease is required to cause the patient to be appropriately isolated. So they have some kind of judicial power a fucking doctor does now? You want a hole in that fucking white suit, motherfucker? You join these goddamn son of a bitch and criminals and think you have some kind of jurisdictional authority you pulled out of the fucking air when you cannot have it, when it is forbidden by law. I'll blow a hole in your fucking goddamn white coat and clear through both sides. And you will be dead. I may be dead too, but you fucking will be dead. You won't have done it. Appropriately isolated and contact the State Department of Health and the local health authority. With locals, is it just all this shit they're creating? Health authority? Fuck you! You have no authority to create fucking government. You had no authority to create that fucking constitution that never was. And it was never consented to or agreed to by we. We'll slaughter your fucking smart fucking arrogant asses. And fucking have a good time doing it. Health authority where the patient is isolated and if different, the local health authority where the patient resides. Law enforcement. Oh, you mean Blackwater USA, this private fucking goddamn security firms that are working for these fucking private fucking corporations that are existing in violation of the ninth article of the people's fucking absolute unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. Is that the motherfuckers you're talking about? The bullet magnets? Law enforcement under this will be used to force compliance with force quarantine. Get the fucking forcing! Get to fucking do it. Let's trade bullets, motherfuckers. You ain't forcing me to do shit, you fucking cunt cocksuckers. It's called zero jurisdictional authority. You can't force me to do... What you're doing is just like any other motherfucker came to my door with a fucking gun. Okay, we want you to step out of here and here. Boom! No, I ain't stepping no fucking where, motherfucker, because you don't have the jurisdictional authority to tell me to do shit. I haven't had my goddamn due process of the law, as I'm guaranteed, because you can't fucking provide it, because the first thing you fucking esquires of the queen did was remove the goddamn common law. Put a fucking... I don't know how in the fuck people allowed that. But they did. But there is no injunction. You can put no injunction on it. The ninth article gives you... Make sure you absolutely do not have the authority to fuck with the Bill of Rights in any small manner. And you better fucking read it. And you better get used to the fucking idea it's going to be enforced. You're not going to do this. Give it up! Where were we? They do not need to confirm, listen to this, they do not need to confirm an individual is sick. They don't have to even file a fucking paper. I mean, what's that due process thing? Where you have to go through the whole fucking process and get a rule, get an order from a goddamn common law jury before they could fucking make, before anybody could make you do anything? They don't gotta do that. Well, yeah, you fucking do, motherfucker. That's what the law says. You try doing it otherwise, we'll fucking kill you. You're not taking our rights away from us, you fucking pig shit eating motherfucking Zionist cocksuckers. They do not need to confirm an individual is sick to ship them off. Well, you got to get past the goddamn bullets to ship them off, mouth motherfuckers. Just like I said at the top of this, they're making goddamn hypothetical statements. They can't back. They're fucking writing checks that they're that their asses can't cash. I mean, it's New York State can now send you. No, you can't. If New York, the people of New York say, no, you fucking can't, because if you try it, we'll fucking send so much goddamn lead downrange at you, you will fucking be shredded into fucking mincemeat. You're fucking outnumbered. Send your gooks over here. We'll kill those motherfuckers too. Send the goddamn fucking Pope's little brown army you've been training down there in New Mexico. Send them motherfuckers. We're not going to waste a lot of goddamn ammo on these motherfucking son of a bitches. You better believe that. You want to see nasty fucking ugly fucking war that you can't fucking believe? You're getting ready to see it, motherfucker. You're thinking, oh, they're all just a bunch of fucking pussies. No, they ain't. There's 40 million of us out here that rip you to fucking shreds and feel good about doing it. Because it's the right thing to do, because it is our duty, it is our goddamn right to enforce our fucking law, which is the highest and only fucking law on this goddamn land. Shove that goddamn administrative admiralty up your motherfucking commie, fascist, fucking capitalist fucking ass. We're going to go to that goddamn what we were supposed to have. We're going to have debt-free fucking currency, and we're going to have fucking, free enterprise. A free enterprise system with currency minted out of gold and silver without debt attached to it. We're not going to trade debt so that the country always runs in red, so that the fucking banking scum son of a bitch and fucking Rothschilds cocksuckers can slide in anytime they want. Well, we're calling in all the red, all the red ink. There is no red ink, son of a bitch. In fact, what are you doing in this country? Bam. Oh, you came here to get hung? Bam. Because you're not even supposed to exist in this country. Another violation of the goddamn law right there. And see, in their goddamn, see, that's why they wanted to mix that. They went, should have never let them attach that goddamn Bill of Rights to that phony fucking Constitution. In that phony lie, in that phony unconsented to, in that phony fucking goddamn aristocratic motherfucking piece of shit written off the Masonic fucking goddamn Constitution, it says right in there that we will only have gold and silver. Oh, you mean because you're a lying motherfucker and everything you write is a fucking lie? Liar? Liar? How many of you goofy son of a bitches are going to go out there and vote in the next lying contest to see which lie you're going to fucking stand by? So you can try me, walk around, oh, you guys don't know, yeah, yeah, boom! I mean, you're just going to start, let's start knocking your fucking asses out. You're too fucking stupid to be conscious. Yeah, I with Trump, you see, yeah, shove Trump up your cunt, bitch. Because that's what you are. You're a ballless fucking bitch. You won't stand for the goddamn law of your people that the goddamn, my ancestors fucking fought for. And I don't mean Georgie fucking Washington or none of those goddamn dirty church Masonic motherfuckers. I mean the goddamn people that bled and killed, and we're killed to get these goddamn rights that we have that you think you can take from us. You think you can do it? Give it a fucking go. What the fuck are you waiting on? They do not need... Go ahead, sorry.
What kills me about these the Trump worshippers and now the DeSantis worshippers and the statists and the police supporters, that if a regular person were to talk like this to them on the street, they would want to fight them. But because it's somebody in a costume or somebody in a red Republican fucking shirt, they just let it go.
I don't.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying that that's their mindset. If it was me
oh,
or
I,
you.
Oh, I know. I know. That's why I said, you know, I don't worry about these people. I know they're cunts. They're a bunch of fucking pussies. That's all there is to it. If you weren't a pussy, you wouldn't be being pushed around like this. You would fucking know your goddamn rights, and you stand there like a goddamn man and say, I will have my rights, I will have liberty, or I will have death, yours or mine. It don't fucking matter. We're fighting. You fight on the goddamn spot, and that's what we talk about here. Enforcing your God, that Bill of Rights is the highest law in this fucking land. I don't have to appeal to any motherfucker for my goddamn Bill of Rights. It belongs to me. It's a part of me. You try fucking violating a part of me, you get what you fucking get, son of a bitch. I will enforce my fucking rights on the fucking spot. And if I die doing it, then the next son of a bitch will say, well, that's at least Henry had the fucking balls to do it. Maybe I better have the balls to do it. Maybe we all better have the fucking balls to do it. If we all did it right now, if we all just fucking did that one fucking thing, they would be fucking out of here. They would try to see how much they could carry off, I guarantee you. We'd shut the airports down. We'd arrest every fucking one of those son of a bitches under our common law jurisdictional authority to do so. And then we would fucking form the common law courts where they would face the goddamn charges of treason and sedition. They try to act like, well, New York State, we wrote, see, a bunch of us got down and we, you know, first we fucked some little children and then we went and we all sat on a table and we agreed, come do it, you motherfucker. Even these cocksuckers have always had to send somebody else to do their fucking fighting for them. And the people that you sent to do your fucking fighting for, I mean, you still got the 3%ers and Oath Keepers. See, they're incorporated militia. That's called fucking goddamn Tory fucking militia. You're for the government. You're for a government. You're for a fucking goddamn civil war. This is not a civil war. This is the people who wrote, who ratified that absolute unalienable law, standing up and saying, that's the fucking law, obey it or die. That's what this is. And when they fucking, if it takes killing some of them to fucking make it, get it through their fucking head and hanging the rest, so fucking be it. The fucking that 3% should have been some meaner son of a bitches back in fucking 1789. They should have went to fucking Philadelphia and finished the fucking job. Got the dirty son of a bitches that were the ones oppressing them in the fucking colonies in the name of the fucking king. And then turn around because they know they're going to get their ass kicked. Well, we're the leaders and stuff. See, we got the money and stuff. Boom! No, you ain't got the money. I got the fucking money. That's why they like to always talk about that. I mean, I talked to somebody the other day. It pissed me off. Talking about, well, they got this and that. I don't give a fuck what they got. I'll come and take it and kill their fucking asses, take everything they have.
I don't give a shit. You know, you should have bought a whole lot of things from Mark Kornke and his fine. Fuck you. I shouldn't have had to buy shit. I had to fucking arm myself and fucking equip myself because of you. Because you're a cock-sucking fucking pussy that allowed this shit to come about to the point to where I have to fucking fight it. Why you hide in a fucking hole? That's why I do not fear you, motherfucker. You're a cunt. Or you wouldn't allow this shit to go on. Anyways, officials reveal haphazard, chaotic way Western arms are being distributed in Ukraine. Wonder what this is a fucking about. You mean that goddamn con that where they're over there fucking just raking in billions? Billions of fucking dollars right in front of your fucking face. We're taking this from you, and we're over in Ukraine Hunter Biden's headquarters, his fucking criminal headquarters, and we're sitting here freely handing out the we're selling this shit. We're handing it to each other. We're gonna get into this fucking article, people. This is from Zero Hedge. Officials reveal haphazard, chaotic way Western arms are being distributed in Ukraine. In April, the EU top law enforcement agency, Europol, warned that smuggling of weapons from the Ukraine battlefield to the black market outside the war zone had already begun. For 5 months, the West, especially the United States and the UK, had been pumping more and more weapons into the conflict. There's also the concern that, quote, criminal gangs will continue using them long after the war is in. There was no end to it all. It's just fucking, you're repositioning your goddamn, this is like a game of Risk. They're repositioning their fucking goddamn flags and their fucking goddamn units and stuff. They think they can, you know, in the middle, they'll take a time out because they're fucked in the fucking situation they're in right now. U.S. defense official months ago also admitted they had, quote, almost zero ability to track weapons they had hand out to Ukraine forces. And we're talking about rocket launchers. We're talking about airplanes and shit. Hey, but buddy, you want to have a 22 fucking rifle? You want for your grand killed? Man, we're going to look up your fucking ass. You're going through the goddamn, you're going to be vetted, buddy. We can't let a dangerous weapon into your fucking hands, American national, because we fear you motherfuckers because we are committing high treason against you. And we have bought the fucking rope. We have fucking done it. We've signed our names to fucking treason. A common law court, your fucking trial lasts about a half fucking hour, asshole. And you know it. See, they know it. That's why that we must be disarmed, but they can go over to these fucking goddamn third world monkeys and fucking hand them any goddamn thing they fucking want. And then no accounting for it. The reality for the Pentagon U.S. defense officials months ago also admitted they had almost zero ability to track weapons they hand out to Ukrainian forces. The Pentagon Inspector General also recently admitted this reality on the ground. Most recently, according to fresh reporting in the Financial Times this week, multiple NATO countries are in talks with the Ukraine government to establish a monitoring system. You mean you didn't have a monitoring system? It's just like that fucking Operation Gunrunner. What we're going to do is we're going to take some of your fucking tax money. A bunch of your tax money. We're going to go down to the border and we're going to tell these people that otherwise if they sold one fucking gun, they didn't cross a T, they didn't dot an I, they'd lose their fucking store. And we're going to tell them that some Mexicans are going to come in here with a bunch of fucking money and they're going to sell them guns by the fucking crate. It's part of the Operation Gunwalking or Gun Runner. And then we're going to track the fucking guns and we're going to go to where they, to track them to the source where they're traded for fucking cocaine that we send back to the DEA to run through the fucking streets and, you know, arrest a few cowboys here and there to act like they have, like they're doing something like they have an authority. They got to keep trying to think that people think they have authority. They don't. And then we're going to go down and take the money down to South America, and we're going to just launder it through the banks so we can see how all this fucking shit works. God damn it. God damn it. These poor geniuses. How did we let this happen? We didn't have no way to trace the guns. Dang it. What incompetency. Incompetency, my fucking ball sack. That went exactly as fucking planned, and they've been trading guns. I mean, these motherfuckers trade guns, I mean, like a goddamn street gang. They trade guns back and forth, sell guns, fucking do everything else, and then when it comes around to a fucking American national walking into it, exercise their second article right, which cannot be infringed in any small manner, you think you got to pay and ask our permission, and we got to look up your fucking ass, and we got to know everything we know. We're going to go through your fucking computer files. We're going to fucking go, and we're going to investigate you before we tell you whether you can exercise your goddamn absolute unalienable fucking right or not. No, you're not. When this fucking shit breaks loose, you motherfuckers, all this shit, this ain't going away. None of it is. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Depending on mass confusion, no, we can't turn back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and of course that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution, and it's not the Edge of a Revolution, Nickelback. See, it's all like we were talking about the songs yesterday. The misnomers within the fucking music that's fucking supposed to be the patriotic fucking music of our fucking time that for this goddamn fight we're in. It is not a revolution. It is an uprising of the fucking people who made the fucking law to enforce the fucking law. Plain and simple. A revolution is when you're fucking going to change governments. No, we're just going to fucking enforce the fucking one we put in place. That's all we have to do, and we're back in paradise. They got to give us all our shit back. They're just a fucking corporation, for Christ's sake. It's like if goddamn Walmart was running the United States. It's just a fucking corporation. They got no goddamn authority over us. They could never get authority over us. They could never file as individuals in the goddamn common law court against us as individuals. They have no cause. They have no victim. They haven't shit. All they have is just goddamn declarations of power. Well, fuck your declaration of power. Here's my fucking declaration of power. Boom! At any rate, we were talking about officials' haphazard, chaotic way Western arms are being distributed. Let's see what the fuck. Where were we? The Pentagon Inspector General also recently admitted that this reality on the ground. Most recently, according to fresh reports in the Financial Times this week, the multiple NATO countries are in talks with the Ukraine government to establish a monitoring mechanism to better oversee weapons shipments. They have none. They have none. They fucking, what do you think? You go to the store, you're a goddamn American national, and they're not even supposed to be able to ask you a question. They can't say it. They're not supposed to be able to talk about your goddamn right, let alone fucking charge you to fucking get you permission to exercise your goddamn right. But these motherfuckers over here in Ukraine now, they're dumping goddamn handheld fucking missiles down that'll take a fucking plane out. They're handing them over. They're saying, well, here's a bunch here. Yeah, back your truck up. Load them up. Who's getting? I don't know. I don't wave at the guy. Yeah, there you go. I got my cut in my pocket, man. We've divided up the fucking cash. Don't you fucking know? But here they come on the fucking black market, and they'll be everywhere on the black market. But in the fucking United States, I wonder why. We don't fucking need them, but you see what I'm saying? In every other country, when there's a fucking they go to talk here, what the hell they call it here in this other article. Let me look here and see. It's kind of interesting. No, not electric fucking cars. Shove them in your young eye. Expert on civil wars says the United States is heading toward insurgency. No, it wouldn't be insurgency either. I'm sorry. But you are the fucking ones who are goddamn in violation. It's just straight up fucking law and enforcing that law. The law of a people and the people fucking enforce it. That's how autonomy. That's what it means to be free. That's what it means to be self-governing is autonomy. I come in, you fucking commit a crime against me. I deal with it. I don't call fucking the DA down there. So the DA who's a Masonic brother I'm trying to go after. So, well, I just can't prosecute that case there. No. You can't do it. You have no right to redress on this one, buddy. Well, you know, we're going to take our fucking right back because we already did in 1791. That's when we got rid of that first fucking goddamn act of the phony fucking Congress that never existed. Calling them, declaring jurisdictional authority over all the people. We just freed ourselves from a king. Well, we're going to declare jurisdictional authority over the whole fucking country. You are? Well, that's why we had to straighten that out with the Bill of Rights. Guaranteeing every American national the fucking right to the common law courts apart and away from the fucking government. Living our lives in our autonomy. With them having no say and them having no fucking weapons. They were never supposed to be armed people. Not in their fiduciary positions.
They just fucking started slipping that in. Well, when they did prohibition, they knew what the goddamn, you think they don't know what the results would be if they outlawed alcohol? Of course, you're going to create a fucking mean ass fucking, a fucking across the country black fucking market. You're going to create contests between goddamn rival gangs to make the most fucking money off the unlawful fucking goddamn liquor. When you know what? We never needed your goddamn laws this way or that way on our liquor. We make our own fucking liquor. There was never, I mean, that's one of the things that they talked about in the Anti-Federalist Papers was the excise tax. That's my fucking shit. Get the fuck out of here. I don't need you for anything. I don't want you for anything. You get your fucking ass over there in fucking government fucking world and in fucking servant fucking world and keep your fucking mouth shut. Don't fucking fuck with me unless you have a proposal. If you have a proposal, you better already have checked and make sure it doesn't violate to the tiniest degree any of the unalienable fucking rights of we the people. And you can bring it over there and you can talk to me about it and I'm going to tell you fucking no. No, because you can't add to that. There's no way you can add more freedom than we have in that Bill of Rights. That is absolute freedom. The people that wrote it were fucking geniuses. They outsmarted you. You got to see, it's like everything else. You know, they've got all the wealth they have stolen from us. All of the fucking, and they thought they had the fucking goddamn NATO army that we've been paying for that ain't an American fucking army. Thought they had them too. Until they tried giving them shots and putting high heels on them, and then all the fucking men walked away. And I guarantee you they're going to stand with us. They are not going to fucking fight against the fucking Bill of Rights. You fight against the Bill of Rights, you are the lowest piece of fucking shit in the world. You speak against it. Even, you know, you fuckers out there, you Christian fanatics, you know, thou shalt have no other God before me. And then the first article says that the Congress shall make no law concerning the establishment of the religion or the free exercise thereof. Man, those counter-dick like a son of a bitch. That's why these fucking goddamn fanatics have never spoke about the goddamn Bill of Rights. They'd like to go with their pencil and get their goddamn Bible out and their personal fucking interpretations and go down and just start scribbling stuff off your fucking Bill of Rights because it doesn't agree with their Bible. Shove your Bible up your ass, buddy. I'm going to be fucking free. As long as I'm bothering nobody, I can do any goddamn thing I goddamn well please. And it ain't none of your fucking business. And you come over on my 100 acres trying to make it your business, I will blast your ass back over to your 100 acres. That's how it works. You got a beef with me, you take it to the fucking goddamn common law courts, and I'll come in there and I'll kick your fucking ass in the court. Man, if it's a fucking something that's really fucking egregious, I will have you hung. For fucking treason and sedition. This ain't no fucking big deal of goddamn this big ball of spaghetti because they've been talking a lot about it. Over, like up in Canada, like the way they're playing with the ball of spaghetti. They're just learning about the ball of spaghetti actually. But that big ball of spaghetti's all shit. You knock the fucker off the table, you start over. I ain't gonna get one piece of fucking spaghetti and try to work it through a fucking 3-foot ball of spaghetti. Oh no, victory. No, there was three or four more other ones down there that did the same fucking thing. God damn. No, there's one way this stops. It stops by fucking brute fucking force. By fucking goddamn battles like you ain't never fucking thought of in your life before. We will assert ourselves as goddamn savages. If we want to get rid of these son of a bitches, because they are fucking savages. They have no fucking conscience. They're just like at Bohemian Groves, they have the cremation of conscience. And where they showed the thing on the phony fucking Alex Jones. But rather it's cries coming from the burning at the foot of Moloch, their big statue. Of supposedly children sacrificed, screaming and stuff. This is how they get rid of their care, to get rid of their conscience, so that they can do what thou will. No matter who you fuck, we'll back each other and we'll do what we fucking want because we will keep our mouth shut. And because we're getting rewarded so well for keeping our mouth shut, we will keep our mouth shut. You try to do anything to us, we will do something to you. We'll fuck your business. We'll fuck you. We'll make something bad happen to you. And you can even see, watch us do it. And you take us to court and we'll knock that ring on the thing and make sure that judge, I mean that fucking star chamber fucking judge, that corporate piece of dog shit, make sure he sees that fucking ring and we will fucking walk on it. or there will be no charges filed at all. You just be soaking. We can't charge file charges for that. I know you have. I mean, it's just like, you know, with Hillary or fucking goddamn Cuomo. Oh, the fucking evidence is credible. It's there. Yeah, Cuomo fucking murdered 4,000 fucking people. But we just can't prosecute him. He's going to claim, because he would claim his sovereign immunity because he knows what we know. That the goddamn administrative admiralty has no goddamn fucking, it has no jurisdictional authority on our fucking land. It goes out 200 miles to the end of the fucking sea before it even begins. And the law of this fucking land is that fucking Bill of Rights, is that ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. That's what belongs to us. That's what we enforce as individuals. And as individuals, nobody's going to protect you better than you. Nobody's going to have your interest in mind better than you. It's like this whole idea of we're going to have a representative government. I don't want a representative government. I don't want no cocksucker up there trying to fucking say, well, this is what we want to do, and I've got Henry's name on the fucking lease. Fuck you. You do not represent me. If there was even a government allowed of some sort, because they claim we need it for international communication, that's all it would be. You try and make one goddamn decision for me, and I'll fucking hang your ass so fast it'll make your head swim. You'll do the shit dance, buddy. You do not represent me. If I need representing, I will get my fucking guns and join with the fucking rest of the unorganized militia and drive whatever motherfucker out of this country who thinks they're going to take our autonomy, our fucking liberty, our freedom, our life, our property away from us. We'll do it. We don't need you. You're not more intelligent than we are. You're a bunch of goddamn backstabbing aristocratic pieces of shit just like your fucking forebears. And we're going to fucking get rid of your ass. You're not going to be a ruling class over us. We're going to smash you into the fucking ground. Then we're going to smash these fucking corporations into the fucking ground. Hang the fucking CEOs who thought that they could violate our fucking law ad nauseum and do it fucking without any fucking consequence. Your fucking ass is going to hang. Then we go after the international motherfuckers. We go after fucking till we got old Rothschilds over here. Fuck right in Chiloquin, Oregon, hanging him from the fucking flagpole. We ain't got her done yet. And don't you fucking stop, people. Once this shit breaks loose, don't you fucking stop until that goddamn Bill of Rights is absolute. And you put even provisions into it, extra provisions, to violate this fucking document to the smallest fucking degree. All it has to be proven is intent. And you fucking go against the wall. That day. That's the only way you control animals like these motherfuckers we're dealing with. And you better fucking understand it. Where were you here? All these weapons land in southern Poland, get shipped to the border, and then are just divided up into vehicles to cross the trucks, trucks, vans, sometimes private cars, said one of the Western officials. And from the moment that we go back blank on this location, and we have no idea where they go, where they are used, or even if they stay in the fucking country. But boy, they gotta want you. You're an American national, and they're not even supposed to talk about your fucking rights. But they're fucking, that second article, man, we gotta have control. We gotta know everything. We gotta know everything. They wanna know everything that you're fucking doing because they're so goddamn scared. That's why you have this total surveillance thing that's fucking things up right now. And that's why that's one of the first things we gotta get rid of is this total surveillance. These fucking cameras have gotta go. Get rid of the fucking cameras and go back. When they first started putting those cameras up, we should have fucking ripped tore ass right then and there. No, you're not going to spy on us going up and down our own goddamn streets for a handful of fucking merchants. And it's just like when they bring the fucking law enforcement into a little town like this. They make a contract with the fucking county to have a couple of sheriffs come out here. You know why they do that? It's not because of fucking any kind of problem here. The thing is, the merchants in this fucking town, you guys, hopefully a lot of people in Chiloquin are listening, the merchants in this town, they get a big break on their goddamn insurance. That's what them cops are for. And then pretty soon they say, well, you can make a little money on that. I've done this many times and I've watched it over my life. We start stopping people and writing tickets and what might have you, fucking, you motherfuckers need to get rid of your fucking cops. You have no jurisdictional authority to bring a goddamn private fucking security firm in here and forced the people to pay for it under fucking coercion of turning their fucking water off or turning their fucking sewer off or shutting their fucking goddamn, you know, shutting them down so they can't live. You have no authority, you fucking monkey fuckers. You're a fucking corporation. You're Walmart. We get a bunch of us and go down there and fucking level fucking Walmart. And all we did was level a fucking corporate fucking store. Got it? And then if somebody wants to fucking try to do something about it, well, who's going to do something about it? Is that goddamn piece of paper known as a corporation of fucking Walmart? Is it going to get up? Is it going to go down to the goddamn magistrate's office, to the fucking goddamn elected fucking goddamn magistrate's office with an elected fucking sheriff and an elected fucking goddamn coroner? Is it going to go down there and fill out a complaint against me? Is it? Is it going to sign its name? You see how ludicrous this shit is? They've tried to convince you that these fucking corporations can do this shit. Just like that fucking first thing there. Well, we've decided we can put you with a, we've given ourselves the authority. Give yourself the authority. I gave myself the authority to blow your goddamn head off if you fucking violate my rights. That goes both ways. And all these fucking declarations and their goddamn hypotheticals. Fuck you. There is no exception to that ninth article that for any disease, for nothing. There's no exception. You cannot have that power. You have that power, you try to exercise it with a standing army. We're at war. We fight people. We fight for our goddamn rights, and we fight for the fucking lives of our children because that's what it's all about. We fight to enforce our fucking law. No civil war, no revolution. A fucking goddamn enforcement of the goddamn law. That's it. It's simple. And do we have the jurisdictional authority to enforce that law? You goddamn right we do. We wrote it and we fucking ratified it. It's our law. And see, that's what they know. See, they don't talk about it because they want to tell you to talk about your phony fucking goddamn constitutional bullshit that never was. Never consented to by we the people. We can tell them, shove that right up your fucking ass, you're all going to jail. Or you're going to get fucking hung. Because that's what's coming your way. You motherfucking criminals. It's just, I can't understand how a nation of fucking men, I know there's a lot of, I know the mixture because the 390 million fucking square miles is what makes this fucking place so dangerous. But it makes the communication hard. And they have attacked our fucking communication, even if we haven't done a goddamn thing to theirs, which we should be. We should be taking out their fucking surveillance. We should be taking out their goddamn communication. They're fucking criminals. They are mafia, international mafia. They are trying to fucking enslave us. They are trying to take every goddamn thing we own. They're trying to take our country away from us. So they're fucking, the gloves should have been off a long fucking time ago, guys. And it's our fucking fault that it ain't. Everything they have done, we have allowed. Not they did it, no man, no, you fucking allowed it. You should have shot them fucking dead when they tried it. That's what your fucking duty as an American national is. Once they try to violate that goddamn Bill of Rights, they try to violate your autonomy, they try to subjugate you, you kill them. That's why the fuckers killed the goddamn British at goddamn Concord. Because they were trying to subvert them. To take everything they fucking own and make them subjects to a fucking king. And they shot the guy out their guns and said, no, you fucking ain't. I guess they made a big announcement, too, that they were going to go do that. Guess their fucking announcement was just such horse shit, wasn't it? When they came up against the fucking people that they said they were going to enslave them, fucking people just killed them. See, that's how it fucking works. That's why it was put into ratified fucking absolute law. So we could hold that paper up and know, each fucking one of you can hold that, know you have the goddamn right to shoot these motherfuckers. And why, and then you can ask yourself, why in the fuck ain't I fucking doing it? Why am I not enforcing my goddamn rights? Why am I not enforcing the law of my people? Am I a coward? Or just too fucking goddamn worthless? I do not know, but I've had enough of this today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And, you know, just like I said, look at the headlines. I want to start looking at the headlines and saying, fuck you. Saying, we're going to do what? That's, you've got the talking part done, motherfucker. But what you're proposing is a violation of the highest law in this land, and it is my duty to blow your fucking head off if you try it. And that's what you better remember, and that is the word from the trenches.